Biosecurity have just finished inspecting my place at the Davison Road today, and I told them if they're going to Lakeland, I'd need the size of the feet, the size of the boots that I'd need to get, because when they go on our farms, we supply footwear all the time so that we know they're clean, although they do suit up, and they seem to do a very good job leaving their vehicles off the farm and that, and I'm quite happy with their procedures.
But you'd go to the lengths of buying the boots just to make sure that they come clean and leave clean?
Yes, they come into the farm and go through the bath in their thongs or whatever it is, and then they put on our gum boots and do the inspections, and then leave their boots here and go back out in their thongs. We'll be following the same procedure when they go to Lakeland.
How do you feel about that, the fact that their reach is extending into the Lakeland banana growing hub?
Well, I think they're inspecting all farms. I really doubt they're going to find anything up there, but, I mean, they must be seem to be inspecting everybody, and this is just the next phase in their surveillance issue.
Len Collins, I understand that part of their surveillance work is also that trace back and trace forward process of identifying any potential movements or links with the infected farm. Given that you're kind of divided between the two geographical areas, Tully and Lakeland, are you confident that there's no link on your properties?
Yes, we're confident on our properties. Ever since we went there, we've been very biosecurity conscious, even to the extent that we bought a vehicle that only just drives to Lakeland back, never goes onto a farm, never drives around Tully, just sits in a shed in Tully, and that's the only vehicle we take to Lakeland.
Is this now something that you regard, that move north, is it potentially an advantage to remain free of the disease?
Well, it's a risk management measure for cyclones, but now it becomes a risk management measure for TR4 as well. I mean, it is a long way away from Tully being 200 k's north of Mareeba, and I think all farms there now, there's five farmers there, should maintain very strict quarantine. And as far as I know, they all are.
But it's still no guarantee, obviously, of being immune from the potential spread of TR4.
No, it's no guarantee. There's, I mean, many people going past the places, going to the Cape fishing from all types of areas. There's worry about machinery that might have been on some places, going to other farms in Lakeland, not actually banana farms, but other farms. There are all these worries.
And you've been in the unique situation of establishing a farm from the ground up. What measures have you put in place to protect yourself and your farm?
The farm is completely fenced, and I mean it's fenced against wallabies, pigs, everything. It's a mesh fence, the whole property, and then we have an internal fence into the shed where the only vehicles that ever come in are trucks picking up fruit, and they only go into another fenced area. Nothing else moves onto the farm from there. And water off that area, none of that water, rainwater or discharge water, goes onto the farm either. It runs off the farm as well. Quarantine there is just about as good as we can get it.
It's a hell of an investment, Len Collins. Are you confident that you're going to be able to recoup your capital outlay at Lakeland?
Providing the prices of bananas are right, I have no doubt we will. I believe our quarantine measures will keep it off our farm in Lakeland. And it's really a risk management measure for our Tully farms.
You're confident in Lakeland. What about Tully, given your proximity to the infected farm?
Well, in Tully, there has been no more findings of it so far. And we've been through now the spring, and we're into the summer, when we would have expected that more would have been found. But there has been nothing found that I know of anyway since then. No announcement of any found, which is strange, actually. You'd suspect there would be. But there hasn't, and so time will tell. But we've taken the measures we can on our own farms, and the rest is in the lap of the gods, I suppose.
How has the arrival of Panama Tropical Race 4 in far north Queensland changed the way that you farm and the way that you look at your farm, even as you're just driving around? Is it in your mind the whole time?
Well, it is, and it's made farming a little bit harder. A lot of the measures that are in place should have been in place for the last 15 years. There are measures that were lacking on just about every farm, including mine. And I hope the measures that all farmers should have in place now are successful in stopping it to spread. It has made farming a little bit more expensive for everybody. If we can stop the T4 coming, well, onto your farm, it'll be a good investment.